Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
One, two, three.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Well, hello, my friends.
Yeah.
We are here. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
What up, punk?
And that is producer Ryan McGibney.
What up?
So we are here before Thanksgiving. I am so ready. So ready to just put my precious brown lips around a nice piece of white turkey.
Okay. I bet you are.
So yeah, this is Thanksgiving week. Holly, you're going out of town tomorrow.
I am. I'm not ready, but I mean, I am ready. Like, I'm just not physically ready. I'm not packed.
Oh God. I know. What?
Tom and she gave you a sweater?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, sidetrack. Because
it's okay.
I just noticed that. And I should have gone.
No, we got these.
This is awkward.
We got these when they came in.
Oh,
like they brought
okay.
food.
Never mind.
And I'm sorry.
Ryan.
But last week that you got them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? They only had two?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Oh, okay, whatever.
I have one. I already taken my home and I already watched it.
Hey, Tom and Chi, what up?
Oh, sorry.
So, Ryan, tell me this. Be honest with me. Is it awkward or frustrating? Because here's how it usually works on a morning show like this is whenever someone comes by with like cool stuff, it's for Holly and I.
I know.
And then it's not for Ryan.
Well, I just like to see what's left over. So
there's a shirt.
If there were only two, it's cool. I'll
give you the shirt. I think it came with a shirt too, didn't it?
No, it's fine.
No, the shirt was for you.
It's small. There were more somewhere.
The shirt is small. It's a women's shirt. Sorry.
Oh.
It's not for you.
I'll give you the shirt though.
No, he can't wear it. It's for women.
Cover up your titties with it.
It's fine. Do you ever feel left out or sad?
No.
I would. I would.
Well, better than nothing. I get a lot of free stuff, so I'm happy about it.
I mean, because here's how I always looked at it. I remember my very first morning show job in the real world when I was the producer of Bill Edwards, Savannah News Now, a news radio 1290 WTKS.
Is this Big Bag of Doorknobs, Bill
Edwards?
Yeah,
Big Bag of Doorknobs. He was just, he's still there, I think, doing the show. He's been in Savannah since like the 70s or 80s.
Oh.
But he's like funny guy, like obviously conservative news talk, but he has like a crazy sense of humor. And so that's when I first found out that I had an infectious laugh, because when he would get funny, you would just hear me laughing in the background because I did traffic reports and I produced this show. And so he'd be like, big bag of doorknobs. And I'd be like, ha, 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 ha. Like that was just me.
That's hilarious. I would have loved it. I would have listened to that shit.
And so it was so funny. So then like whenever we would go, like we'd had a few appearances. Well, he would. I would just go to, like, help him set up and stuff. And so they'd be like, are you that guy that laughs in the background all the time? I'd be like, that's me. But anyway, so, like, he would get stuff all the time, but no one ever brought me anything. But then in my mind, I was like, well, he's been here forever, and so it's the Bill Edwards Savannah News Now, and I'm just the traffic guy and the producer. So I didn't, you know, there were times where I was like, God, it must be nice to, you know, get free food or whatever, but I just sort of expected it came with the territory.
Mm. No, I'm. It doesn't matter. It's fine. I mean, I've worked at Hungry Howie's for, what, 6.5 years?
Really?
And I still don't have, like, the nice windbreaker with the Hungry Howie's logo.
Oh,
it's
no,
like
why not?
Why not?
Finally and nice.
Why don't you have that?
Because you have to pay for it.
Oh.
It's like $38.
No thanks, Hungry Howie's. Get your employees some nice shit. Come
I mean,
on.
Do you really want the Hungry Howie's windbreaker?
Yes. Sometimes it's cold delivering pizzas, and I'd like to break wind.
I don't think you actually do, but that's fine.
Wait a minute. I think I just realized that Ryan is going to be Bill Edwards when he gets older, because you always have these dad puns. Like, I'm a break wind.
What was the one last week?
I don't know. It was something about look funny.
Oh,
looking.
Sammy about funny.
Yeah.
Somebody, he wants somebody funny.
And I was,
what was
like,
it?
Ryan
or he's
said,
funny.
Funny looking. And I just really appreciate Ryan's dad humor.
I'll be here all day.
Jesus. So I want to here in a minute talk about something that happened to Holly O'Connor when she was wasted this weekend. But before we get to that, Holly, what are your, like, you're going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving?
Yes. We this year sort of reconnected with some family here in Florida and Georgia. Like, they, all my family is in Cleveland except for this little, this nuclear family part of it. Like, it was my Nana's brother had married Aunt Wilma, and Aunt Wilma took the kids with Uncle Georgie, and they settled down in Florida. And everybody was like, oh, they fancy, they went to Florida. And so they, we don't, nobody saw them very much. Mm. They had four kids. So these are like my second cousins, I guess, however that works.
I don't know.
And I know of them. Like, we've, you know, visited several times throughout my life. Well, my mom really likes Aunt Wilma. And so this year we reconnected, and now we, my cousin Joanne actually lives in Atlanta, and that's her mom. Joanne is, Aunt Wilma's daughter. So they live up in Atlanta with their family. So it's just this whole other part of my family that we know of, but we don't get to see too often.
Mm.
We decided to do Thanksgiving with them because they offered, and they rich. So
Wow. Okay. Okay. Rich family members are. Did they play for your plane tickets?
No. Oh, no, no.
No.
I mean, but they're offering to, like, let us stay in, you know, everything.
Their big-ass house.
Yeah. So we're going. And they're very nice,
are
obviously.
Are you going to Atlanta Botanical Gardens?
No.
They have, like, a sweet light show I saw on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't know.
They have, like, a whole park lit up.
Okay.
It was like somebody posted a few pictures of it. It's like, treat your girl right.
You know what? I did voiceover work for Atlanta Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
I did a spot for them. And
you
I
should
got,
go see that because
okay,
I want to go.
Okay. I should tweet them and be like, hey, I voiced your commercial. Can I get some?
No.
And they'll say no.
No, you can't.
Anyway, it did look like it was going to be pretty awesome. You're right. I didn't even think about that. I should. And so we're going to see them. Oh, and here's an interesting little jog on my journey. That's going to be the Thanksgiving, most of it. And then my mom and I and my daughter are going, and so my ex's dad and stepmom live in Atlanta, so for the last 2 days, I'm going to go hang out with them.
You're going to, like, stay at their house?
Yeah.
Wait, you're with your mom and Maya?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. They like me. I mean, they like me so.
Oh. That is not...
Was that ABBA? Money,
was.
Money, money?
I thought it was like, money, 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 money!
No, that's the one that goes, money, money, money. And still the
next.
Once they break into that chorus, though, it's good. That's too
bad. I've never heard it.
Really?
I've never heard this song before.
Really?
Miguel really knows how to create the mood.
I know, right? Are they about to get into it?
They're about to get into it. Okay, ABBA, come on.
I feel like I'm in a Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't we use that for a sweeper back in Panama City days?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
I think it was for our Fix Your Broke Ass segment.
Yes.
Well, there you go, some ABBA. Well, I was going to ask, what do rich people have at their Thanksgiving?
I'm about to find out.
Oh, my. Like, are they going to serve money on a platter? Like, what happens
no,
with rich people?
Like, you've met these people before, Miguel. So I don't think they're not like, they seem like they're going to eat normal food.
You eat off crystal plates and silverware.
Maybe.
That's
I don't
true.
Know. I really don't know anything about how it's going to go, but...
They're actually going to have, like, fine china.
I kind of hope so. I love getting fancy.
Because usually on Thanksgiving that I've been to, like, because there's so many people, they can't use real plates, so they give out the plasticware. So this will be interesting to see if you get to use fine china.
No, I kind of hope they do.
Expensive wines and probably gourmet cheeses.
Ooh, I do like a good cheese tray.
Ooh, this is going to be, you have to take pictures.
I will. I don't really know what to expect. This is, we've never done Thanksgiving with them before, so.
Well, do you think that your rich family would invite you over for Thanksgiving if they found out what happened to you this weekend?
No. They would rescind the invitation. They would take it back. What is it? Hmm. Yes, they would rescind it. Yes.
Holly,
rescind their offer.
Yes,
yes they
it.
Would. What did you do this weekend? What happened?
I had a really fancy Sweet 16 party to go to Saturday night.
Oh, it was a sweet 16.
It was a sweet 16.
I missed the part that it was a
it
sweet
was
16.
Not an adult party, not a wedding reception,
but
a bachelorette party.
Hold on.
You got that wasted.
I got wasted.
At a 16-year-old party. So this girl forever is going to be like, so I had this really nice sweet 16, and then Auntie Holly got wasted at my party on wine.
I did. Mm. But, I mean, it wasn't like at someone's house where they were playing like 16 candles. It was like a wedding reception style party. Like everyone was really fancy, which I'm not sure if it makes it worse or better. But and
I think it makes it worse.
An open bar. And so I just kept getting some wine.
I mean, I'm sure you're not the only one.
I think that there were other. I mean, it wasn't just kids. It was half adults and half kids.
So like what was this at like a banquet hall or at some
kind
like
of.
What?
It was over at Largo Cultural Center.
So
they have a couple rooms where you
so
can...
was it set up like a wedding reception
yes.
where there's like a dance floor and there are tables
yes.
and a bar and
yes.
food?
Yes.
So like what was the night? I mean, was it, you know, did y'all eat first and then you drank and then was there like a program being put on? Like what happened?
They did at first, you know, there's the mingling and then there was food, like a whole big buffet.
What kind of food?
From Cafe Pont. Cafe Ponte?
Oh yeah, Cafe Pont. On Omerton. Oh, their food's
yes.
really good. I've been there once before.
They
it's real fancy.
Catered it in. It was delicious.
Oh, you have rich friends and you have rich family members.
And then I didn't do bad things and I get wasted at these events. So,
wow.
Anyway, so we're obviously like right off the bat, I was like, I'm going to need a glass of wine just because, you know, you're mingling. So I have one glass, which was fine. And we're eating dinner. And then after that, like in succession, there was some dancing. And then they did a family presentation of everyone giving speeches to the birthday girl, which was so nice and very like just beautiful. They did a cake cutting like you would almost at a wedding. They did a cake cutting. They did a father-daughter dance. It was big. And I got wasted throughout the evening.
So at what point
were there any
you...
single men there?
Oh.
No, not really. There's one, and they sort of tried to like set me up with this one guy once, but I.
But he saw how drunk you were and walked away quickly.
I don't think it's gonna work.
Nobody
out
wanted
anyway.
To take advantage of you, Holly.
No, not
that's
in that
a
step.
Good thing. So,
oh, there is another single guy, but he was like, "Man, did you get home okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, sorry."
So, at what point did you realize that? Oh my gosh, like I am wasted, or did you realize
no,
it?
I didn't. I just was having a blast because we were all dancing. They were playing great music. And so I just, it was like, I was sort of keeping pace with the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember whether or not I did this. I think I did. I think I dropped a wine glass on the dance floor.
Wow.
And it shattered. I think that happened. It may have even happened twice. I don't.
Not, I would like to just point out, this didn't happen in Soho at Drink. Or in downtown St. Pete, this happened at the Largo Cultural Arts Center at a girl's 16th party.
I know, but I've asked everybody, and also I texted everybody the next day and apologized in case like I made a scene, and they said, no, it was fine. And the one woman who drove me home, she was like, you were literally fine. We were all just having a fun time dancing until we went to get in the parking lot and go home.
So what happened when you got home? Did you just go straight to bed or did you have some munchies or something?
I wish I could tell you from memory, but I don't remember exactly. I think what happened is I went to bed and then sometime in the middle of the night, I think, I'm just piecing this together from what my mom has told me. I think what happened is I got, and this used to happen to me in college, so it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. I think I got up to pee, but I got lost. Like, I didn't go to the right door or something, and I went.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go ahead. What'd you do, Holly?
I went into the kitchen.
Yeah.
I guess, and I don't know what happened, but my mom said at approximately 1 in the morning she heard a large crash, didn't get up to investigate, and she doesn't know why. She said she should have. And then, like, an hour later, she finally did have to get up, and she found me in the kitchen. Like passed out on the floor, you know, pants down.
Stop! Let's do it! Ha ha! LMFAO, you know, let's go! Yeah! All of the alcoholics, where you at? Let's go! Hey!
I may have peed on the kitchen floor. Hey! And I it until the till yesterday, because I knew that what I do remember from the night is that sitting in my bed, crying at my mom, trying to explain what had happened, and then throwing up in a garbage can that she gave me. So I remember that. It wasn't until midday after my nap yesterday that I was like, where's the rug in here? And she was like, oh dear. I'm so mortified, but I feel like talking about it, it's only going to help the shame dissipate.
I used to have a friend that got real drunk, and he used to think like closets and random places were the bathroom.
Right, so, right.
Did he ever poop anywhere?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh,
but
dear.
One time, my friend, they were sleeping on the futon together, and my friend woke up because his pants were wet.
Oh.
So,
oh.
Like, he like jumped up and took off his clothes and was like, what did I pee the bed or whatever? And he was sleeping on the futon. My friend was sleeping on the floor. So he's like, oh man, did I pee myself? And he was like, oh wait, no, my pants aren't wet. The bed is wet. And then he looked over and my friend's on the ground with his pants down. Like, he got peed on!
Oh my God.
Wait, like, so he actually stood up in his sleep
the other
and peed on
and
him?
Peed on the other dude!
Oh God.
So,
party hard.
Wow. I can say thankfully,
you've never been peed on?
I've never peed. I did a few years ago when we lived in Panama City. There was this guy that was like he was on something and he was really drunk and he had just started like coming out to the gay club and this is before Uber, so like no one would take him home. And so I think someone drove me home and I was like, well, he can come, and this is Holly when I lived with you.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And so I was like, well, he can come sleep with me and then I will take him home in the morning. And so I was wasted anyway. So we get to my apartment and then like I get him all settled and like I was, because I wasn't attracted to him, but I didn't want him to like wake up and be like, where the fuck am I? So like I like rolled him in like a comforter just so he would know that like there was no funny business. So we go to bed. All of a sudden I feel this warm tingle and I was like, what the? And literally that's when I got pissed and I was like, wake up, wake up.
Oh no.
And then I took him home. He was like wasted. I was like, I'm taking you home right now. So Holly,
I mean, it is what it is. I'm mortified. Obviously, I feel like I just, to get the shame out, I'm just gonna go ahead.
At least
and say that's
you
what
didn't
happened.
Pee at the party.
No, like from all accounts, I was okay until I left the party.
Aunt Holly peed on my 16th birthday party.
So have you and your mom talked about it? Like, has she said the words, "You peed on the floor"?
No. I mean, she's like, I think you were looking for a bathroom. And I couldn't even look at her. I just was like, okay, that's good. I've got it.
I wish there was
okay.
Cameras in your house so we could like see the process of you determining that the floor was the bathroom.
I don't. Like, the first time that ever happened to me was in college, and I still don't remember it to this day. Other people have explained that I like somehow went out of my dorm room, took my roommate's pillow with me, why, I don't know, ended up in the stairway of the dorm, possibly peed there, and someone found me sleeping in the stairway.
True.
So, I mean, that the first time it happened, I was like, that's bananas. I don't even believe that, but it's true.
I think the only thing since I've never done that, I have thrown up in a lot of places. Like, one time I did throw up on someone's, like, area rug, on a very expensive area rug in college, and I felt awful about that. But I will say, though, I can't sit here and act completely innocent,
judgmentally,
because I don't know if I've talked about this with you all yet, and stop me if I did on the podcast last week. I don't think so, but 2 weeks ago when we were out, I got into a fight with someone.
What? Like a verbal?
Yeah, like you know what? No, we hadn't talked about it because we didn't do a podcast last week because of the McDonald or our Tampa Bay 10-10.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, I have this scar on my knee. That or a bruise that I've sort of been
I haven't
nursing
seen your knees.
See, you see right there? Like, the scab finally just came off.
I had not seen that.
I was waiting to talk about this. So, apparently, a couple of weeks ago when we were out and about, and it was the end of the evening, and there was this guy that was, we were at the bar, at the last bar of the night, and it's someone that, like, you see out, but you don't know really well. So, apparently, and this is all told to me because I don't remember this, that I was like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, I'm good.
Excuse me. Oh, really? Really?
Sorry, that was
You're
really gross.
You're doing that a lot lately.
Sorry, wow. I don't. Sorry, You're sorry.
I hear
sorry.
A lot of people actually do that on the air.
You need to stop that.
I'm like drinking water,
like on the bone.
Well, that's just, everybody. That's, well, that they're gross over there. And so apparently,
so are we. That's right? All right.
Well, he started like punching me in the chest, like playfully, like punching me, and then apparently I got really agitated and I was like, "Stop it!" And then one of my friends was like, "I've never seen you look so angry, like we got nervous because you were like, if you don't, I want to make sure we're not broadcasting on the Dove right now because they're playing their precious Christmas music. Apparently, in a very menacing way, I was like, if you don't quit, I will fuck you up. And everyone was like, we have never heard you say stuff like that or look like that. But he kept hitting me. And so then apparently, like, I socked him in the face.
What?
I know. I have never gotten into a fight. And so then the bartender had to come and separate us. And then at some point, I fell. And that's where I, like, skinned my knee. And if you know the jeans that I've been wearing last week, how it has a little hole in it.
Yeah.
It was from the fight.
Who are you?
You punched somebody in the face?
I don't know.
Was there a World Star video?
Right? Who the fuck are you and what'd you do with my guy?
I don't know. I was like, what happened? But apparently, I was trying to be very nice, but then he just kept going at it. And then apparently after that, he started crying. And then that's when the other Miguel came out and I start saying, it's okay. It happens. Sometimes
it's okay. Sometimes I punch you in the face.
So don't.
Okay, well, you know what? Then I literally do not like feel that, as bad.
You're like that abusive boyfriend. It's just like, oh no, sorry, I didn't mean that.
I didn't mean to.
I know. I felt so bad. So
wait, you didn't know this guy?
I mean, I
kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I like literally, if he walked in here, I know what he looks like. I don't know what his name is. We're not friends on Facebook or anything.
Oh, Jesus.
So I haven't seen him out since then. But that was
I
just.
I don't feel bad about my.
Yeah. So
I want to see what kind of black eye you gave him.
I'm sure I didn't hit him that hard. I mean, knowing me, how like I could barely, you know, punch someone sober. I can't imagine I had enough correct form to really cause any sort of damage when I'm wasted.
That's crazy. Like, where is this aggression coming from? You need to look into this.
I mean, a lot of it comes out when I'm at CrossFit.
Mm.
I mean, because Ryan, when I do CrossFit, I've always been told that I don't look normal. Like, I have sounds and stuff that come from me that you wouldn't expect.
Like demons?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
Is that Maybe. True? Do I look more aggressive than normal?
Yeah, so aggressive.
Do I look like really tough. Masculine? I'm like
a masculine man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I look like a man. Like I'm lifting those weights and I'm like, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Come on over here. Does this feel good? Come over here, Holly. Let me lift you up.
No,
feel
thanks.
My muscles.
Feel this.
I'm okay.
He's real pumped up.
I mean, that seems normal, though, yeah. But, like, you almost have to do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like since I've been doing CrossFit now, that's sort of, like, my outlet to get that sort of masculinity testosterone out.
Yeah.
So anyway. And,
but, okay, so we had some crazy fucking stories.
Yeah, so did you get wasted this weekend, Ryan?
Maybe. I went to the Fix Fest. It's in Bradenton at the drag strip there, the Sunshine Motor Speedway. No, not that one. Bradenton Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bunch of European cars, mostly Volkswagens. And there's a company that sponsors it. And they give you a free bar tab at the place that they make the after party. So it's from 7 to 8 for 1 hour. And anybody can go in with their wristband and get free beer.
And you did.
And it was at the Hofbräu House.
Mm.
So I walk up to the bar and I'm like, there's free beer here, right, for people with this wristband? And they're like, yeah, what size do you want?
Oh.
I'm like, what do you mean, what size? And I'm like, give me the biggest one.
Obviously, like, okay. Why is there a question?
Well, this is Hauptbrauhaus, a German beer place.
Das Boot!
Das Boot. They did have the boot, but I don't think you could get it for free.
No.
Das Boot?
It was a big jar, bigger than my whole face, a liter of beer.
Oh, my gosh. Did you drink it all?
I did. And so you know me, I'm always trying to get my money's worth and something for free.
Of course.
So I'm like, I bet they only expect people to drink one of these. I drank 2.5.
Ryan McGivney.
Oh my God. So were you wasted?
2.5 liters of beer.
Like,
I felt fine the next day. We even went to, the L, Ken, whatever was going on in the Green Bench block, like the art festival.
Oh.
And I got another beer.
Oh, that night?
How does your stomach even hold that much liquid?
Did you pee a lot? Did you pee in the bed? Did you pee on your girlfriend?
I only remember peeing twice. No, I didn't pee on any floors or anywhere that I didn't intend to.
Well, you get the gold damn star then.
Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah, I drank 2.5. Taryn didn't finish hers, so.
Oh, I think this is the first time you've said your girlfriend's name on the podcast. Whatever.
I drank some of hers.
That's fine.
And I don't know. Yeah, we just walked around after that. And
oh, that's good, though.
It was fun. I don't think I did anything dumb, though.
So you didn't take anything from Hauptbrauhaus?
No.
Listen, we've all fessed up to things that we did while drunk, so you might as well just go ahead and complete the triangle here.
We had this big racket going.
Okay.
What happened?
They were giving out free glasses, too.
Where?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. I don't believe they were giving out free glasses.
That's what I remember, okay?
Okay. That's what you remember.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
That's fine.
He stole from Hauptbrauhaus.
Yes.
So
just
to put that out there. All right. So, Ryan, what are your Thanksgiving plans? Are you going to rich people's houses like Holly?
I'm going to see the parents, the ladies' parents.
Fort Lauderdale.
So you're going out of town with your girlfriend to meet her parents?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you nervous?
No.
Are you spending part of Thanksgiving?
I mean,
they
like me already. We talked to her mom on FaceTime, but I haven't met her dad, but he follows us on Facebook or something. So he likes what he sees, I guess.
Okay.
So you're not intimidated at all? You're just very...
No, it's fun. Just be myself and hopefully that works.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. I mean, bro, you can't be any other way. I mean, you have to be the best version of yourself, obviously.
There's going to be a lot of food, though. We are going to, because their parents are separated, so we're going to 2 Thanksgivings, like her grandparents on the one side and then her dad's. Oh, man.
Oh, so like both?
Apparently, they cook a lot of food. And I don't know if they're like that type of family where you got to eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying not to be totally fat.
But this is the wrong time of year to decide
That's the day to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, do it that day, and then, because that's what I'm trying to do, is not get crazy, because in the past I'm like, well, it's Thanksgiving week.
Just
start eating now.
Thanksgiving food, it obviously, you know, makes you tired.
Right.
Yeah. If you eat too much turkey, at least.
Yes.
And I just don't want to be like lethargic. I hate that feeling every year. That's like the worst part. So I try not to get to that point. But I always do
anyways.
That's
the best part. What are you talking about?
No, I don't like that feeling either.
We're supposed to be like going out during like some of the nights with her friends that are from Fort Lauderdale. So I don't want to be like lazy and
bloated.
Like, blah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're basically being introduced to her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's
going to
be
She moved here two years ago. So she's only been here 2 years.
Oh,
the rest of her
that.
Life is back there.
I did not realize that.
Oh, well, good luck with that. And so when are you leaving for Fort Lauderdale?
Tomorrow night, I think.
Wow.
It was either tomorrow night or Wednesday morning. I'm not sure which one.
So Tuesday night. And then when do you get back?
Whenever. We're thinking it's just go out Friday night, come back Saturday afternoon.
Good luck. Holly, you're traveling on a plane with your daughter?
Yes.
And your mom?
Yes. Yeah, it's fine. Listen, I don't have anything to say about my mom after she cleaned up my pee. So.
Yeah, I feel like you you have to be nice to your mom until January.
I'm never not nice. I'm always nice. It's just in my head. I'm always like.
Are you patient with your mom?
As much as I can be.
You have to have the patience of a mule until January.
I know. Ugh. I tried real hard, too, in Target yesterday. But she was so rude to some woman in Target, and I had to, like, haul her out a little bit.
What? Your mom was?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
I think it's because she's getting older, you know, and old people don't give a fuck.
Oh.
And so, like, we were in the baby area, the baby aisle. I don't even remember what we were looking for. Something for Maya, obviously. And there was a pregnant woman who looked younger than me. So she's pregnant, and she had a small child with her. The child was probably, like, 2-ish in the cart. And she's on her cell phone, and she's having some sort of disagreement with whoever's on the cell phone, and the kid in this cart is going,
"Oh no!"
Oh my gosh!
And it was repeatedly, and so I was just like, "Holy shit, this kid is so loud!" And like once, the mom was like, "Would you stop it?" So she said to the kid, "Would you stop it?" But I mean, you know, that doesn't necessarily work when you just tell a child they need to stop it.
And you're on the phone and not paying attention to what's happening.
So, and here's the crux of this, and this is what my mom was trying to make a case for me because she could see that I was pissed. But my mom, we're trying to have a conversation about the products we're buying, and my mom was like, "Oh, I cannot handle this noise."
Oh.
And I was like, "Mom, he's so," and she was doing it loudly enough so that the woman can hear her. Like,
right.
She's doing it on purpose. And I'm like, "Mom, he's a kid. Like, what are you going to do?" And like, so we're having this loud enough conversation for the pregnant woman to hear. And mom's like, "I'm sorry, but she could pay attention to her kid instead of being on the phone." And I'm like ushering her out of the aisle.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it was almost about to be a confrontation, because if I was this woman, I would have been like, "Excuse me?" Like, she said it in plain earshot.
Right.
And so we get to the other aisle. Mom was like, "I'm sorry, but my hearing," because she has hearing aids. It's like, "But my, with loud pitch noises," and I do understand this, the hearing aids go like wonky. So not only is it a loud pitch noise, but then your hearing aids are like,
right.
So I was like, "I can't handle that." And I'm like, "But mom, you didn't have to say it loudly right in front of this woman." She's like, "Well, she could have done something." And I was like, "It's not your job." And she's like, "You don't even know about these hearing aids." And I'm like, "Mom, think about this for just a second." So like, we're having this conversation the aisle over. And I'm like, "I'm not that big of a deal, but sometimes people recognize me every now and then." I'm like,
right.
"What happens if this woman is a listener?" And like, now we're having an issue where she's like, "Holly from Hot 101.5's mom just called me out in Target for having a screaming kid." I'm like, a little patience goes a long way. And she was like, She didn't say anything after that. She was just pissed. I knew she was pissed. So then what you have to try and do is like divert attention. And I'm like, "Did you see they're having a sale on the shampoo?" I was just really, she doesn't give any fucks anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it's fine. She's always been that way, which is
right.
why I think I'm not. Mm. Like, she will confront a manager at a restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
She will yell at a server. She will, she does not, she's not giving
she
fucks.
She has no chill.
She got
can
no chill.
Do whatever she wants. She cleans up your pee.
That's exactly right.
That
all
is
the way
true.
Up until this age.
I know.
Which I'm not going to say.
Please don't.
Just think, so not only has your mom cleaned up your pee when you were younger and your daughter's pee when she's a baby, now she's cleaning up your pee
when
as
your
an
mom's
adult.
Old and can't like handle that anymore, and you're going to have to clean it up. She's going to be like, "Bitch."
I know. It's so unfortunate. Oh, man.
Wow.
So anyway, there's that.
Well, I wanted to end today's podcast with a little bit of something of a surprise. Are you ready?
Yes.
But look at here. Look. Look. I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, coleslaw. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, coleslaw. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes,
didn't
chicken,
this song win
turkeys,
the AMA?
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, coleslaw. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, creams, potatoes, creams. Beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, chicken.
I wonder if she's gonna go on tour anytime soon.
Well,
has she been on morning shows or anything yet?
I did read a article yesterday, because this is Reverend Shirley Caesar that I grew up with, and that is from the original song of Hold My Mule. Oh.
Is that from Hold My Mule?
It is. It's from a live version of
it. Is she around?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Okay,
yeah, still alive.
I don't know.
I just saw something that Pastor Shirley Caesar launches hashtag you name it online store.
What?
They have t-shirts.
Oh,
I'm get
like,
that money.
I'm about to say Shirley Caesar like cashing in.
She's like, thank you, internet.
Wow.
So she has a bag and a T-shirt that says green beans. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey. You name it. You can get a T-shirt. You can get a coffee mug. Get a tote bag.
Where are these proceeds going to? If it's not the Lord, I don't know.
Girl, she's a reverend. Hold on. Oh, she even posted on her Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce, due to the high demand and popularity of the You Name It Challenge featuring my song Hold My Mule Remix, we've launched a separate website as YouNameItShirley.com.
Oh, my gosh. But again, who gets his money?
Oh, my God. I love it. This is fantastic. I'm going to have to buy one of these. So if you've never
seen... The realtor for her beachfront property.
Okay. Come on, Reverend Shirley Caesar. All right. Well, have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Eat lots of food.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, 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 chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, lamb.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat a lot.
Don't get too drunk where you... steal things and pee on things and punch people. Please don't do that.
Pee, pillage, and steal.
Pee, pillage, and steal.
That is the motto.
Plunder? Is it plundering or pillaging? It's plunder, pillaging, plundering, and peeing. Oh, don't do that.
All right. Have a happy, safe Thanksgiving. Ryan, what's all of your social media?
Radio McGib, MCGIB.
Holly, what's all of yours?
Radio Holly.
Mine is Miguel Fuller. You can find us on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all of that. We will see you after Thanksgiving. Bye!
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.